mama said that I'm not living right. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm crying, mama. Welcome to Advanced R&D. We are back after a fairly lengthy hiatus, just the way things worked out, but we're excited to get some more advanced R&D to everyone. I've got with me my co-host, Merzane, who has just woken up as it is about 8:45 where we are right now in the morning. How are you doing, man?
Tired. I would still be asleep.
Yes, you definitely would. But so we're going to get not Merzane, but Sleepy Zane today, as he is appropriately named in our chat here. And for our guest today, we have Dizzard. How are you, man?
Oh, what's up? I'm doing pretty good.
Glad to hear it. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you do with MCP and where we can find you online?
All right. Well, I guess the most easy place now is the Danger Room Discord or the Danger Room podcast. You could hear me on there. But kind of got started with helping out with the whole TTS admin portion and helping those guys out with getting leagues put together. And me and Gronko kind of headed that all up in the beginning. And then moved on to starting the Danger Room with Jacob and Sploosh. But that's the best places to find me.
It's a great podcast for those who might not listen to it. They got a lot of good talk on various different strategies and that kind of stuff. But let's go ahead and kick this thing off. So, as you know, we are going to give you two affiliations, some restrictions, and then we're going to build a roster together. So let's go ahead and spin the magical affiliation wheel. And you have Inhumans and Spider Foes. But with that come some restrictions. Merzane, what does he got for those?
You can't use Medusa. You can't use Medusa.
Okay.
You can thank Nate for that, because Nate whooped my ass with Medusa the other day.
So you're just like, yeah, no, it ain't happening.
this is revenge. This is vicarious revenge through you to Nate.
So I do have a question about this the calibration of this wheel, because the timing of this is just a little too perfect.
You're right.
It's a little too perfect. So the wheel can be tweaked, and when I was generating all the things, that was one of the pairing combinations that I thought was interesting and did have some kinds of synergy, maybe.
Add a few pounds to the inhuman part of the wheel to make it land on it.
I think I even mentioned, like, it's going to seem like we're just doing this because it's Inhumans, it's new, but it's definitely, it just happened to be like that.
Oh no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm all for it. I was actually really kind of hoping to get Inhumans because it gives me reason to play them.
Well, cool. And then also, this card should be banned. You can't play Hired Muscle. We don't do that here.
I don't play with Hired Muscle anyway, so it's all good.
Oh, good. Well, cool. So, what do you think you want in your roster?
All right. So let's start with the obvious. Let's get Black Bolt and Green Goblin in there. All right, now the hard parts. I feel like because affiliated, I feel like Lockjaw is a pretty good option. So let's go ahead and throw Lockjaw in there right now.
Lockjaw is definitely good.
And then, man, combining these two though is gonna be really interesting.
Yeah, the thing with Lockjaw too is, with all of his movement shenanigans,
yeah,
the reason that people weren't playing or aren't playing Spider Foes as much anymore outside of that pretty spicy Thanos list is they lost drop off.
Yeah.
But Lockjaw is just teleport drop off in character.
See, I loved Spider Foes back when drop off was a thing, and then I pretty much just stopped playing them. But Lockjaw could be interesting if I can go the Green Goblin route.
One of my friends played this variant that actually won our local event. One of our local events where he played Ultron and Venom in Spider Foes, mm-hmm. and he would put Green Goblin dead center of the map, and then have them within two of him on either side, and then depending on where people went and how he wanted to drop off, he would drop them off with Green Goblin like almost to the center of the board. And it's like, oh, those, they're not supposed to be here yet. This is rude. Stop it.
This is rude. So let's see next. So we got Black Bolt, Green Goblin, and Lockjaw. I feel like, let's look at Inhumans real quick. What else do we want for the affiliation?
Well, the only other in-affiliation character... Well, I'm sorry, there's three other characters in affiliation you can use. There's Crystal, there's Beast, and there's Ronan.
Okay. I think Crystal looks interesting, but she's also five. Or she's five or she's four. She's a three? I thought she was more than that she's for some three. Reason. I'm crazy. What am I thinking? Maybe I should pull this up.
She's 3 points, but she is all attack.
Let's go ahead and throw Crystal in there. That sounds fun.
Also, keep in mind, you're not locked in anything yet until you say, hey, I'm locked in.
Yeah.
So if you regret your decisions...
I regret nothing. We're going to go one time send it is what we're going to do. We're not no
you say that
backs.
Now.
Once I said it, it's in there.
You say that now.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at... Okay, so we got three Inhumans, one spider foe.
So here's a thought. How much like spider foe kind of stuff can you do with status effects? Like how many
so you got, can get in there? I was kind of thinking about that. That's kind of why I wanted to go for Crystal. I was thinking what type of status effect game can you play? Because you got Goblin throwing what incinerate and poison out.
Yeah, and I think Crystal can only prevent people from moving incinerate, not necessarily the poison. But still,
incinerate, slow, cool. And stun are the things that she can tell you that you have to keep.
Okay. So what does she got? Green Goblin that throws out incinerate and poison. Man, it's been a while since I played foes. So we got Goblin, Venom, drawing a blank right now.
Doc Ock.
Doc Ock doesn't do anything for statuses in Kingpin.
Kingpin's got stun.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget Kingpin's in there, yeah.
And he's got a big throw. And he's just a hardy boy.
But is he as good when he's not in the when he's not leading the
crew? I don't think he is. I think he just makes his money as the leader. I think that's where he struggles.
And Killmonger's so, apparently in Criminal Syndicate?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was in Criminal Syndicate. Interesting.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, I'm not doing Criminal Syndicate, I'm sorry. Sleepy Zane.
No, it's fine. I was like sitting there thinking, like no, we're not doing Syndicate, but he's not in Spider Foes.
I said the word Criminal Syndicate and confused myself.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't even know where we want to go from here. We need a Spider Foe, at least one. I'm kind of thinking
Taskmaster.
I didn't want to say it, but I was trying to hold off.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, like you don't need in affiliation characters for spider foes if that's the route you want to go. So Taskmaster Doc Ock is not terrible because you're going to get that's the lowest possible way to get to that affiliation bonus.
Yeah. And that gives you affiliation at 10, which isn't bad at all.
That's not a bad idea. I think, yeah, let's do that. Go ahead and throw in Taskmaster and Doc Ock because I'm not feeling like playing Venom, to be honest. And we don't have Mysterio or Carnage yet, so.
So I enjoy the fact that, unlike, I think it was Nate.
Yeah, I think that's right.
He basically used Spider Foes as a dump stat.
Yeah.
Rather than actually trying to use it in the game, so I like it.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking at, is I just kind of have them there just for, but now I just might just wean it and, you know, just go all in on Spider Foes. Maybe Lockjaw just unlocks Green Goblin. Who knows?
You could also. I think that what is it? That stupid card that Doc Ock and Green Goblin have. What is it called again?
Oh,
well laid plans.
Well laid plans. Yeah, I think that card's way better than people give it credit for. I think it really helps into tired muscle stuff a little bit. Not a lot.
It's not bad. It just costs a lot.
This is true.
If only on people that give them power for it on round one.
Who could do that?
Inhumans.
Inhumans. Yes.
Because you have mini product placement, advanced R&D.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, man, where do we go from here, though? So we got... I think I might just end up doing that, though, because I kind of really want to play the Inhumans, and the Spider-Foes really is kind of there, because you said so.
Poor Spider-Foes.
Dang it.
I mean, we could just spin it around and just have Inhumans there just because, and throw them into foes. I just don't see...
Lockjaw and Black Bolt are both interesting, I think, in Spider-Foes, because Lockjaw has his range 4 attack with Pierce.
Yeah.
And then he can pay the one power potentially to make your opponent reroll a dice after he rerolls one of his own dice.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the issue,
kind of interesting.
The issue I see with that is for Spider-Foes and Black Bolt, that's 15 already, which really isn't bad because you're getting 4. So you're at 4 for 15, and they're pretty interesting. But how does Spider-Foes help Black Bolt out? I mean, I guess you could spend a power to lower a defense die as on top of you rerolling, so that's not bad.
Yeah, just makes him much more kill-focused. And doesn't he add dice to his attacks occasionally? Is that not...
I'm trying to remember. I haven't looked at Black Bolt since we did our hot take.
focus power. It costs 3 power, so it's a little pricey, but during the next attack action made by this character this turn, add 2 dice to its attack rolls. And then he has the 2 dice on defense rolls as well for 2 power, so he can add dice left and right.
Let's see. Where do we want to go with this, though? Do we want... Let's make a decision right now. My fake pumping Spider-Foes, or am I going to fake pumping humans? Oh, man.
It could depend on the crisis entirely as well.
It could.
Does one of these work better for wide scenarios and one work better for
close
quarters?
I would think that Foes might work better for the wide, because especially if you're throwing Lockjaw in there for getting Green Goblin around better, that could be interesting. So, it'd be nice if I could have Medusa, because I think Medusa would be really good in Foes, because being able to move more around as well, that'd be nice, but I guess I'll just go to my little corner and cry.
A little bit out of luck there.
Yeah.
You can blame Nate.
Blame Nate. I'm blaming Nate. It's all Nate's fault.
It is 100% Nate's fault.
So let's talk about this real quick. I'm thinking, little side tangent. I'm still in the back of my mind thinking if we want to go Spider-Foes focused or Inhumans focused. But I do think we need to discuss if I want Mystique or Spider-Gwen.
Ooh.
It's because they both kind of do the same thing. I feel like in Inhumans, Gwen might be better. But in Foes, Mystique might be better.
Interesting. Why do you think that?
So, because what's... I wish I could pull the card up, but it's not working for me right now. can you read for me the Inhumans leadership ability again? Just so I have the word for word.
Yeah. So during each of your turns, one allied character may spend 1 power at any time. If it does, choose an allied character within 3 of it. The chosen character gains 1 power.
Yeah, okay. And... So, and then the Spider-Foes is you spend a power, they lose a defense die. So,
well, they re-roll a defense die.
They re-roll a defense die. Okay.
And it's after they modify their dice, their defense die. So they'll do all their dice re-rolls and modifications like cover and stuff, and then you get to spend a power to re-roll one if you wish.
Yeah, I think both are actually good options for both now that I'm thinking about it. But I think Gwen might actually be the better choice. Because I think she benefits from Inhumans better from just having the decrease of the power cost, as well as her mobility and being able to maneuver people around for everybody else to hit them better. So maybe we go with a kill-focused Inhumans.
All right.
With using Gwen to have fun with people. And next we'll just throw MODOK in there because, you know, he could just move people too, you know. No, that's a joke. Don't do that.
Well, I say, speaking on Nate again, he was the one that was like, I have Wakanda. Well, first pick Corvus in Reality Gem? We're like, oh, yeah. No.
Todd was not happy with this. And then he won.
And then he won.
And then he won. So let's see. Ghost Spider. I do kind of want Enchantress.
Ooh.
I like it.
Just for the... Am I the only one restricted to hired muscle, or is the opponent going to be restricted to hired muscle too?
The podcast is restricted to hired muscle.
Okay, I was about to say that. If they're not, then I definitely want Enchantress. all right, so we got 1, 2, 3 Inhumans. Taskmaster is the rogue agent, so that kind of helps out. I feel like I'm leaning more towards Inhumans at this point, too, to be honest. So we got 5, 4, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. We need a 2 in here. We need a 2. Who would be a good 2? Man.
So here's an interesting thing I just realized.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't say during your turn, one allied active character may spend power for the Inhumans ability. So you could have an actual insane focus battery, energy battery somewhere that's constantly pumping characters, some other character or characters with power. So something like Vision. Like
I was just going Thanos with some gems, but because when we were doing our episode and our hot takes on Black Bolt and some of the other Inhumans, I'm just like, man, Thanos with some gems in Inhuman sounds pretty awesome.
There is an Inhuman who can hold the gem, though. You could go Ronin Power Gem.
Yeah. We could go Ronin Power Gem.
That sounds cool.
And he does have the counterattack thing, but when would I play Ronin versus somebody else is what I'm trying to think of.
To say, hey, I'm king of the accusers, here's the accuser.
No, that's Nicoldar.
True. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're the gatekeeper of the accused.
Oh, I'm the gatekeeper. All right. I mean, Ronan's interesting, and he would be a good battery, especially for their leadership ability, as well as Enchantress could be a backup battery, but I think she wants her own power for her own things. So maybe we do need a battery. So I think you're right with Vision might be a good idea, but Vision's a 4. We're pretty middle of the line. We got a lot of 3s in here. Let's see, 5, 8.
I think Crystal can generate a lot of power for you too.
I do think so.
I think Mystique can too, but she doesn't really use it a lot.
No, she doesn't. The only thing you really want it for is to blow buildings up if you got some size 3s. I think Mystique's interesting, but it's also like you're taking up a tactic card slot at that point, and Ghost Spider does the same thing without taking up the tactic card slot. And I think Ghost Spider just benefits from Inhumans more than Mystique does.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll find out when I lose this game.
That's the spirit.
That's the Mystique spirit.
Also, she does have the, what's that attack called?
The Sabotage.
Espionage,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that has the stun before damage, which could be interesting as well with Crystal on the table.
Maybe I play Ghost Spider and Mystique.
Ooh.
But we're really getting into some high point values. Let's see, we got Black Bolt 5. I think you're going Inhumans, you really kind of want Lockjaw. So there's 8. Crystal's 11. 14 for Ghost Spider. 17 for Mystique. So 17, that's not bad for 17.
No, that's not.
Interesting. You know what, for right now, let's throw Mystique on there, just for right now.
Heck yeah.
This is always the most fun part when we have to make the harder decision with those 8.
Yeah, remember
the 9 and 10 slots?
5 minutes ago when you're like, oh yeah, I'll definitely just do like first time through, and now you're like, oh wait.
Nope, I'm it's going to be locked in. This will be really weird. I feel like I need a 2, though. Let's see, where are we at? We got 5.
Or, hear me out here, an excellent battery could be She-Hulk and just go for a 6.
Also, no. in that aspect, because she only generates two. If I'm gonna go six, I'm gonna take regular Hulk for a battery because he gets three, and it's the same point value.
That's true.
To be fair, She-Hulk does generate more power when you actually hit things, though.
You're not wrong.
She generates power like a madman.
You're not wrong. Well, I think we have, because if we look at batteries, like, I think you're right. Crystal could be good at generating power. Lockjaw is going to have a bunch of power unless he's spending it all to teleport people. Enchantress could be a battery. Like, you're right. Mystique does generate a lot of power. So I do have options for batteries already. What I don't have is... No, I got Ghost Spider to be able to go for long objectives if I really want to. But what's my biggest base size for
Crystal
humans?
Also does that because she moves along.
She does. And Mystique does too, so that's pretty good.
All of the long movers.
All the long movers. Maybe... I don't even know what to put in this last slot. I had an idea and then I lost it. Where do we want to go? I think spider foes are all but lost at this point, though. I think you can make some interesting spider foes lists with this, though. Wait, we got one more.
Yeah, I don't think spider foes are entirely off the table.
No, they could be interesting, but this whole mindset definitely has been leaning more towards Inhumans.
Is there a character that could work potentially both Inhumans or spider foes here for your 10th slot?
I think if I did that, I would have to take a spider foe. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I got the rogue agent, but that only gives me 3 in total for spider foes. So that leaves me with Kingpin or Venom.
Or Winter Soldier.
Or Winter Soldier, and he does give bleed. Is this the return of Winter Soldier right here?
Is this the return?
No. what do you got against Bucky? He's a great dude.
Nothing against Bucky. It's everything against his model.
It's great. It's great. Here's a thought, though. Here's a thought. Let's put on our little thinking caps. What do you think about Daredevil in Inhumans?
Ooh, I like it. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but I like the thought of it. Nobody plays him.
I just like Daredevil.
I know. I'm just trying to think real quick. Let's see. So he's going to be super tanky because he gets his radar sense on top of... what am I thinking? That's Inhumans. I'm silly. But he's just rather tanky regardless.
He is pretty tanky.
And if you're trying to go more, I mean, he's another character that can possibly make up for not having Medusa in regards to
pulling people around.
He can pull people around, move them around to maybe line up some, if you get Black Bolt on his injured side, some people up for Black Bolt to just go ham.
You know who else is a forecast who can do some control, like Medusa, and is fairly tanky?
Loki?
The answer may shock you. Well, he's not four if you do control stuff with him.
Okay.
But I like your thinking. I like where that's going.
Peter Parker. I don't know,
doesn't have as many energy problems when you can advanced R&D him every turn.
I don't know if I want to commit to, saying Peter's good.
I'll commit to saying Peter's good.
Let's see. Let me look at this. I haven't looked at Peter quite a while. He's got the move, some web line, impact web moves, lawn movement, spider senses. I won't conform to the jank. I won't do it.
I tried.
Let's see.
Or potentially not looking at characters who can pull, but now characters who could potentially get a charge one or a turn one charge off.
Well, that's
as needed.
That just sounds like
because you could portal them forward with Lockjaw.
Yeah,
and then they have insane amount of charge range. I mean, it might be worth taking out Mystique for Zemo or someone like that.
Zemo could be interesting. I was thinking Valkyrie, but
she can already do that.
Yeah,
but you know who can't normally charge turn one? Killmonger.
Yes.
Go for that extra point. I kind of like this whole bunch of threes I got going on here, though. Like, if we do like a super wide list with Inhumans, but then I need another Inhuman. I feel like.
Well, if you're doing Inhumans, you've got five with Black Bolts. But I mean, like right now, your Inhumans are at 11 with Lockjaw and Crystal and Black Bolt, and then you can do Taskmaster for 14.
Yeah, so that gives me six, so I can get 3 and 3.
You could have 6 at 20 and play that Terrigen Clouds.
Zemo wouldn't be bad at all, actually, thinking about it. That gives me a lot of lawn movers, too, because you'll have Crystal, Zemo. Could go Ghost Spider with that 20. That sounds interesting. Okay, throw Zemo on there. Throw Zemo.
Yes.
Sorry, all
right, so we have 10 characters right now. So you've got, for your Inhumans, you've got Black Bolt, Lockjaw, Crystal. And for your Spider foes, you have Green Goblin and Doc Ock. And you also have Taskmaster for both of those, as he is a rogue agent. And then for your unaffiliateds, you have Ghost Spider, Enchantress, Mystique, and Zemo.
All right, we're locked in. I said one time go. We're doing it.
No, you don't got to do that. You don't got to do that.
We haven't had our jank fun yet.
All right, what you got? What you got?
So, let's discuss Ghost Spider, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I forgot what I was going to discuss with Ghost Spider.
Groggy Zane strikes again.
Oh, goodness. I was like, Ghost Spider, red flags. I don't know. I'm feeling like, are you going for hard control or are you going for beat face?
I think it's a mild control with some beat face.
Mm-hmm. What if Ghost Spider was the Valkyrie?
I think I would rather drop Mystique and make Mystique Valkyrie.
You could do that. She is one of your batteries, though.
But so is Valkyrie could be a battery, too.
True.
I feel like Valkyrie wants to spend her power, though, because she has all those cool things she can do between charging and throwing and using the Warrior of Legend to flip dice around.
Well, so does Enchantress, but like Valkyrie. But then
the other thing, though, that I look at is like with Mystique, it takes up a tactic card slot to bring Deception, and Ghost Spider just got Webline without the restrictions. It just has to be during her turn is the only issue.
What if we mixed it up and we did the absolute most bonkers thing and we just said Mystique and Enchantress are both off the list and Loki and the Mind Gem are on the list? Because they're my new crossbones. He's my new crossbones.
He's your new crossbones? You've given up on crossbones? Is that what you're saying?
I haven't given up on crossbones. But no, he's my new man crush. I'm not into muscle men anymore. I'm into slender guys. And he's really good at that.
You literally just said that Loki is the new crossbones. So you've given up.
Yeah, he's good.
I want to hear you say. I want to hear you say that crossbones is not your main man anymore.
No. Even if it was true, I can't say it. I can't say it. I'm just not into muscly guys right now, I'm telling you.
It's a phase. It's a phase. He'll come back around.
I'll come back around.
All right.
He'll sweep me up in those big meaty arms.
Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. So talk to me about why Loki is better than Enchantress.
So I don't know if I'd go that far. But
because here's my argument for Enchantress. If she does everything that Loki does for cheaper.
She does part of what he does.
Okay, fair enough.
A lot. She does have to throw. I think the throw is cool. You probably won't use it, though.
The only thing that's missing is the The only thing this is the crit cancel if he's on his backside.
Well, I was gonna mention, like, I think God of Mischief is really horribly undervalued. I have had so many games where, if you remember it, I always forget it too. Where someone's like, I'm going to do this thing for 3 power, and you're like, no, it costs 4. They're like, oh, well, that just throws off the entire turn I had planned in my head last turn. And then they have to backtrack and figure out an entirely different plan because God of Mischief adds 2 to the 2 power combination they were going to do.
Yeah.
Trickster keeps them safe without Ghost Spider, so Ghost Spider can be on one side of the map keeping someone safe, and Loki can be on the other side doing the exact same thing to himself. He's way harder to kill. Because, like, Enchantress has the 2 power attacks on every attack, but all you got to do is eat a building at her and she dies.
Yeah.
Or her friend.
That's fair. That's fair. So, what about this then? So, let's say let's drop Mystique for Loki. Because I like Loki. I just never have been able to really to make him work. I'll buy into the Loki, but I'm not quite sold on getting rid of Enchantress.
I can deal with that.
But
Loki's good on his own too. He doesn't always need the mind gem. The mind gem helps him.
Well, this see, that's true. The mind gem gives him the 3 power, though, is what I'm looking at, and that's the nice thing. So, yes. Enchantress has the MODOK make you move 2.
Yeah, Enchantress. Both of them in tandem is really good.
Having Ghost Spider and Enchantress.
If you're going. We said Inhuman at we couldn't do it. Yeah, we could do that at 20. So 5-man 20 point Inhumans could be Black Bolt, Lockjaw, Crystal for 11, Loki, Enchantress, Gem.
Yeah. Who would we get rid of for the Gem, though? That would have to be...
True.
Zemo would have to be the one that goes. Or we just drop Ghost Spider and use Enchantress as the mover.
But I will say, I have been less impressed with Ghost Spider on her own than a lot of other people have been.
I love Ghost Spider, and she's also
as
like
a web warrior player.
That's fair, but she's also like one of my objective getters. But I guess Zemo could be that objective getter that she would be. But having her extra movement is super nice. But then again, I also don't have anything in here that's going to give her that extra movement outside of herself. So maybe we do drop Ghost Spider. And Zemo can be the runner.
We could also, because we don't have a 2-pointer in here, and I know 2-pointers are all the rage. We could do Ghost Spider, Zemo drop, Mind Gem, Black Widow 1 get.
Yeah, no, you lost me. You lost me when you said Black Widow. all right, so let's look at this. So Ghost Spider versus Zemo. Both are pretty maneuverable. I would say Ghost Spider is more maneuverable than Zemo is. I would say Zemo does more damage than Ghost Spider does.
Do we think that Ghost Spider is more maneuverable? She does have Wall Crawler, but Baron Zemo has Steel Rush.
Yeah, but Ghost Spider has a long move, and if she gets moved and attacks, gets to move again, so you could essentially move, 2 to 3 long moves and get an attack in?
You could do 2 long moves in this list.
Here's the other thing that Zemo offers to Inhumans that Ghost Spider doesn't.
The rerolls.
The rerolls.
Yeah.
Them each getting 2 rerolls, essentially, on every attack or every defense.
Ooh.
I mean, it is nice. I won't disagree with that at all.
And that would be good on something like Demons Downtown, where people are getting incinerated and they can't shake it.
This would be cool if I could just get rid of Spider Foes.
Well,
I mean, let's see. Could I make a list with Spider Foes at the bare minimum? So you got 4 for Green Goblin, 3 for Taskmaster. So that's 7. No, I need all 3 of them in there. I can't get away with that.
We could ditch Crystal.
I'm most interested in Crystal though, just to see how she performs.
Then ditch Lockjaw. Yay!
I feel like he's necessary, though, in here.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we need the Mind Gem? What is the Mind Gem bringing me besides the 1 power? Because Enchantress does what the Mind Gem does anyways.
An extra bow.
an extra. It gives me an extra one. Fair enough.
I've been using them both in Asgard at the same time, and it is absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
Especially when you get someone like She-Hulk.
All right.
You can't push. You just go, I'm going to ask you to leave, and then I'm going to activate Loki and ask you to leave again.
All right. Let's get rid of Ghost Spider.
I've done it.
Well, so, I don't know. I feel like Zemo provides more for Inhumans than she does. Because if you look at it, two of the moves from Enchantress and Loki is more than the one from Ghost Spider.
Yeah. Well, and then there, Zemo also can, if you get some power on him, which may not be very hard in this build, you can just do like a charge, steel rush, do another medium move, move it along.
Yeah.
And you're really far across the table.
Oh my gosh.
You're not wrong. On top of Lockjaw just teleporting him forward.
Exactly. And then you can do the turn one charge plays.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right, I think the weakest
thing we've got right now is actually my suggestion, just because it's 5 points and you have a bit of a weird spread. But
yeah. I mean, if we're going for 5 points too and can move people around, why not just put in MODOK and
damn it, you beat me.
It's only one roster slot.
But then you don't get the cancel crits, which would be really nice against the defenses that Inhumans bring.
True. Ooh.
It's also nice if you want to lock someone into, if you're playing spider foes and you want to lock someone into low defense rolls.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a little bit of ahead of time. Are we going to take all you got so that you can get Loki to his backside quicker?
I was thinking about taking Sacrifice.
Ooh.
Interesting. I like it.
It's how I used to play Ronin.
Ooh, that's interesting. I like it.
All right.
Oh God, I love that actually. Rude.
Yeah, when I was playing Ronin pretty heavily when he first came out, Sacrifice was my go-to thing. Like, oh, you want to attack Star Lord? Nope.
Please one-shot my Ronin.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Anyways, I think we're good with the characters. I think we're gonna lock this in.
All right. So we've locked it in at Black Bolt, Lockjaw, Crystal, Green Goblin, Doc Ock, Taskmaster, Zemo, Enchantress, and Loki with the Mind Gem. That is your 10 characters, and they are locked in. I like it.
I apologize ahead of time.
For what?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. All right. So now we are moving on to Crisis cards.
All right. The fun part.
Let's start with Secures, because those are first on here, and that's sort of how we do things around here.
All right.
What kind of secures do you think this team is best at? Do you want them spread out? Do you want them close? What are we going for? Or do we want to do the ones where you have to rely on RNG?
No, let's not do that, because I don't have any fixing. And I don't know what my opponent's going to be able to bring, if he can bring fixing, and this is going to screw me over. So I'd rather be completely who can get to it first, King of the Hill type stuff. So I do, just because I'm silly and I don't know much about it yet, but let's throw Terrigen Mist on there just because.
Yes.
Thematics. I like it. I want to recommend Demons Downtown for two reasons. One, because I like
Crystal.
It when people fight each other.
And
two,
Crystal. Like my whole thought process with that, I'm down with Demons Downtown. I think that'll be good. My whole thought process with though is like spend like the first few rounds just ignoring the demons, except for with maybe your back one, and then your opponent see if they could take it, and then just Crystal being super annoying the rest of the game, and then I can go up and take the rest.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we got one more secure. We're playing pretty heavy. You know, do we just want to take the 18?
Which one's the 18?
We got Portals of Verona, Spider People, or Mutant Madmen. I really like Mutant Madmen. We might just... I said no RNG, though.
Well, I don't think it's as RNG when it's physical defense.
You're not wrong.
And it doesn't hurt you to fail.
No. Actually, it does, if your opponent has it.
Truth.
But Why don't we just go all out on the power battery theme and play Infinity Formula?
Yeah. Ooh,
I love it.
Hold on. Before we commit to that, what's your 17 point?
Yeah, let's take a look at that real quick. so we got 5, 8, 11. So we got 3 more, or 6 more. So we could do...
Zemo Octopus.
I think I would do... Yeah, Zemo Doc Ock. Or Zemo Taskmaster.
Yeah, either of those. Or drop Crystal Lockjaw and get a Task. Well, I know. Yeah, you could drop Crystal or Lockjaw to get the Doc Ock Taskmaster Zemo.
I feel like Lockjaw is going to be necessary on that one.
Yeah.
So.
Crystal, I think you could get away with dropping.
Just run Taskmaster. Yeah.
Maybe. Taskmaster, Doc Ock, Zemo, because Zemo can swap sides really easy. I mean, Crystal can kind of swap sides, but Zemo does it better. Taskmaster sits and waits, and Doc Ock can throw people.
We could go Black Bolt, Lockjaw. All right, so yeah, I'm thinking 17 is not that strong. It's not a very good strong suit, and I don't want to force something that I'm not feeling too comfortable with. So it's like if I get forced into 17, I think I got something that's good enough. But I think it'd be better off going with something else. I'm kind of leaning towards Gamma, because I think Black Bolt would be nasty on Gamma.
What's your 15 like, though?
That's the next question. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Here it is. I have it.
Hold on. Well, on your 17, yeah. What about Green Goblin,
uh-huh.
Doc Ock, Taskmaster,
10.
Loki / Enchantress,
15.
Doc Ock / Lockjaw / Baron Zemo for 17.
So I think it's not bad, but I feel like I'd rather not for 17. This comes back to something that Jacob talks about a lot, is Infinity Formula can be good, but is it going to help the other team more? It's like I already have a bunch of batteries in this list, so I don't really need the extra power from Infinity Formula. It would just be helping my opponent just as much as it's helping me. So the net gain is almost negative in that aspect. So that's why I'm thinking don't force Infinity Formula. Because they're probably going to be able to make a better 17 than me, and I'm not benefiting that much from the power.
So do you like that map, though? Because you could go back to the Mutant Madman still.
So I do like that setup, and I do think Inhumans wouldn't be too bad at it, especially if I just focus one side, depending on the extract. What is Terrigen Clouds? Is Terrigen Cloud the same map? No, it's C.
It's like
It's Fisk.
It's yeah, Fisk yeah. on crack.
Okay. So, let's see. And Mutant Madman is 18, and at that we could go Black Bolt, Lockjaw Crystal for 11, and then we got 7, so we can go, I'd probably go Loki and Zemo for 18.
Loki with the gem?
Well, if I go Loki with the gem, I can't get 18.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So maybe... Let's go back to Gamma real quick, because I think Black Bolt would be interesting on Gamma. And then Lockjaw as well, because you can really... There's something that we talked about on our hot take with Lockjaw, is you can really, really play super aggressive when you go on Gamma with Inhumans. Who you're being aggressive with is the question. I don't really have anybody that could be that aggressor and survive. Taskmaster, maybe? But...
So... At 15, and this is probably too jank, but this is what we do here. Welcome to Advanced R&D. You could have Black Bolt, Lockjaw, Crystal, or Taskmaster, whichever you choose,
uh-huh.
And then Green Goblin. And Green Goblin could benefit from being portaled forward, and you could have him... hit and run potentially round one pretty easily.
Okay, so here's a thought. Let's take this little train downtown to Jinktown.
Yes.
So we got Black Bolt. I like this a lot. So Black Bolt, Lockjaw, Crystal, Green Goblin. That's 15. Lockjaw ports Green Goblin up to the middle, and then Green Goblin goes and, or I would probably be at end of round one where I would do this, and then put Green Goblin on the opponent's home side of the gamma, and then they have the choice of, well, I can either just nuke Green Goblin and get him flipped early, but if at that point I'm running, what, four characters, so priority comes into a question of me having a fully powered Green Goblin at the beginning of round two.
Yeah, that's true.
And so they're going to have the thought of, unless they're playing like Wakanda or Web Warrior or something like that where they can just push him off, which that'd be super annoying. But I kind of like that for 15. That could be a lot of fun. And just like seeing how good the hyper-aggressive gamma within humans could be. Plus, I mean, Green Goblin really isn't a slouch. Like, yeah, he goes down easy sometimes, but most of the time I've seen it, it's mostly because of a huge spike.
Well, and you also, a lot of people say that part of his problem is his power with in humans. Power's not so much of an issue.
Yeah, you know what? Let's play this. Let's do the gamma game. Let's do the gamma game.
Gamma. The double E.
The double
Why,
E.
How do, I feel like we always convince people to go double E.
I think that's right. So I think people's like, when they come on the show, they like, it, because it's jank, it's just fun to go full aggression. Yeah. Control jank here.
I'm not typically a fan of demons, but I just think Crystal makes demons stupid.
I just like that it becomes a dice fest.
That too. Okay. So. Secures. Is there anything else we'd want to consider here?
I don't know. I like it because it's a nice little spread. We've already discussed what I need to do at 17 and 18 and 19 and 20 and now 15. We're missing the
16. What about 14?
14? I don't know if I can do that even. no, I could because we go 11 with Inhumans out of 3 is 14. So that's easy, actually. 14 is not bad at all. So maybe we actually want to play Senators because Black Bolt, Lockjaw, Crystal is 11. And then I can go Zemo for 14. That wouldn't be that bad for Senators.
It wouldn't, and you could just save Lockjaw for whoever picks up, like if your opponent picks it up, or if you pick it up, you can have Lockjaw go portal and that person back, or back portal someone towards the person who picks it up.
Exactly.
I will say, though, we talked about not doing RNG, and this is RNG, not the same kind of RNG. And I'll take it for me, my last game was played in the league versus someone who grabbed the Senators with She-Hulk.
Yeah.
That was a very, 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 very difficult problem to deal with.
So that's fair. And that's something I used to like to do. I used to like take Black Dwarf and go for the Kree Corps. Because if Black Dwarf can hold that Kree Corps, then you're going to have a hard time.
True.
But what I'm thinking about with, like we just talked about with Lockjaw, yeah, it's RNG, but I have insurance.
True. You can't. I did end up getting him, or getting getting She-Hulk to give me back the Senator with Enchantress.
Yeah.
So there's ways to get it back.
Mm-hmm. Plus, here's something else to think about. If we can throw a 16 and an 18 in there for the other 2 point values, then your opponent looks at your crisis cards and they're like, well, this dude can play all the threat values, like he's throwing everything out here, because we'll have a 20, 19, 15, 14, and let's do 16 and 18, because we know 17 sucks.
I don't think there's a 16 extract.
There isn't a 16.
Oh, okay, so we gotta do 17.
That's okay. Darn we it. Do have an 18, and it's the best 18.
Which one? Oh, let's finish Mutant Extremists.
Okay.
we'll get there.
Stay on task.
We'll get there. I don't know. I feel like Mutant Extremists could be really interesting with Inhumans. It's also couldn't be that bad with Spider Foes, though, to be honest, too. Because Green Goblin, Taskmaster, and Doc Ock, that's 10. You got 4 more, so you go Enchantress or Loki.
Enchantress can just steal it.
Yeah. So like, I think I have a decent like senator game.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if your opponent runs it, you're pretty comfortable with like going into 14 as well, having that lockjaw flexibility.
Exactly. All right, so let's keep mutant extremists. All right. Next, what's your one you're talking about?
Hammers.
So
more dice equals more better.
That's not always true.
More dice, more better.
I mean, like, because we first started talking about, like, what am I going for? And we were kind of talking, like, a mild control with some beat. And it kind of turned into it's a mild control with mild beat. It's really just middle of the road. There's nothing that's, like, super beat. There's nothing that's super control.
You're well-rounded.
Unless I run Enchantress and Loki at the same time. But I don't
know. Well, I'll tell you, Loki brings the control and the beats.
I just don't know if Hammers is going to benefit me more or the opponent more. Because if it's a force, I definitely don't want to play Hammers.
Well, that's the thing, is it's only one of three, and if you have mutants, I feel like, the senators, I feel like a force is a little bit harder.
Yeah,
because they're probably going to get higher point costs, and they have to start at six.
Yeah,
so you have a bit more flexibility at 14. I think a few more ways to deal with it at 14, and if you can force that, and then that's good. And then your third just has to not be something that benefits A-Force or something that benefits control more than the Hammers. But the Hammers let you, if it is like a beat face matchup, you can match it.
Yeah, yeah. I do like Hammers. I think Hammers is a great scenario. It is one of my favorites.
It's also fairly good into Wakanda, because if they put it on their Wakandan, get them on their Wakandans, Wakanda Forever costs more.
Yeah, and it's at 18. So you know what? Let's go ahead and throw Hammers on there.
So the other thing with Hammers too, if you were to choose 18 points, you could run, let's say, you'd have your core Inhumans at 11. Mm-hmm. Then you have Enchantress and just a flex 3.
Mm-hmm.
You could put Enchantress on one side, and then whoever else you want to grab the hammer on the other, since if you won priority and you chose Hammers, you could then race one person forward, grab the hammer on one side, and then wait for your opponent to grab the other one, and then you just have Enchantress go forward. You can give her a power within humans, and she can just Amora's Kiss round one.
Yeah.
Immediately.
As well.
True.
I mean, even if you don't want the movement, like if you want to, you could like have Lockjaw teleport her up and then Amora's Kiss and then run away.
Ooh.
So yeah, let's run Hammers. We'll do Hammers as our number two. And then now I'm thinking, do we want Herbs or Panic Grips? We've already decided 17 isn't that great for us.
Right.
So I'm thinking Herbs or Panic Grips. The power is there for Panic Grips to be able to evacuate.
Yeah.
So,
or do we go absolutely crazy and go with the alien ships?
No.
We said no RNG.
We've already got one RNG, and we've got one. Well, no, I'm going to back up. I'm going to say no, because we've already got an RNG, and we've already got one that is one of those degenerate single red extracts. I can only allow so many in this list before it makes me go insane.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I had to throw it out there.
Okay. But Herb or Panic Grips. I think this list has a good chance of being able to cash citizens in, and then it's also got Enchantress to be able to rip citizens off the other person. I think Panic Grips is nice, and I think the 19 point value is pretty good too.
Here's a consideration with Herbs too, though. Cause I do like 19 a lot. With Herbs, Lockjaw can help you potentially score that more easily.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have access with Enchantress. If your opponent picks up their herb, Enchantress can just go steal it from them.
Yeah.
And then play keep away.
That's fair. I'll say this, since Merzane made me get rid of Ghost Spider, I don't want to play herb.
I didn't make you get rid of Ghost Spider. I mean, convinced you.
If I had Ghost Spider in there still, then I would totally go for herbs. Because I think that you could probably get either... You could probably... Let me think. If you took climbing gear and had it set up right, you could probably get a round one herb score with Lockjaw and Gwyn. It is possible, I think.
Ooh.
It'd have to be set up right with like terrain and all that, but
I don't put a lot of stock in turn one herb plays.
No, I don't either, but I always think it's fun to think about.
It is. I see a lot of people talk about it. I'm always like,
Yeah, I wasn't trying to think like a turn one herb play here. I just thought with Lockjaw, it could give you more chance to score that because you have that extra movement.
Yeah. And with Gwyn and Lockjaw, I think that'd be a lot of fun to try go for. You'd probably at least get round two. You'd probably have a better chance of scoring it than most other situations. I don't know. I think I'm pretty set on Panic Grips, to be honest. I like the point value, and I think Inhumans could do it pretty well, especially with Enchantress in there.
So, all right,
now the fun part.
Well, we got to ask you the big question. Oh, so you got your secures.
Yeah,
you got the Terrigen Clouds at 20, Demons Downtown at 19, and Gamma Waves at 15. And for your extracts, you have the Mutant Extremists, the Fear Grips the World, and Panic Grips the City. Lots of gripping in those extracts. Do you want to lock it in?
Final answer.
I love it. And tactics.
All right. So let's start with restricted. I think I need Brace with this list.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Just like the low health pools. The Lockjaw being a 3. That could be not so much fun. So I would say Brace. Now the question is, do we want Med Pack or Field Dressing? Or do we go ham and go all you got? Or Doom Prophecy. I don't really have a good Doom Prophecy target in here, so Doom Prophecy's out. All you've got, like you said, would be kind of cool with Loki, but I don't think I want to play that game. I think I'd rather have the opponent take out Loki instead of myself take out Loki.
I think so too.
But with Black Bolt, you might want to get him on his backside, potentially, or just don't worry about it. I don't know if you want to try and get the Whisper attack off more.
I think that's more of something that you just want to happen naturally and not force it, because you're playing a really thin line with how, cause he's a what? He's a 6'5" or a 5'6", something like that for his health.
He's a 5'9".
Oh, he's a 5'9". Never mind.
Yeah.
What am I?
Well, here's the thing about that. So like the game I played in innate, there kind of gets to this point where you're like, I don't want to touch Black Bolt because he's already scary enough on his front side. I don't want him to get Whisper and also power him up.
Yeah.
So like, then he becomes a. If that happens, he is a perpetually healthy character that's shooting ranged attacks at people with Pierce.
Yeah.
And a reroll. And that's just fine. And if they do attack him, then he becomes an injured guy that's probably not going to die because he can roll up to 6 defense dice with a beam 5.
And a reroll.
And a reroll.
I think his beam is beam 4.
I think you're right.
Is it beam 4?
Still, yeah, it's still freakishly strong.
4 and 5 aren't that different.
Yeah, not at all.
I don't know if we want all you've got, though.
I don't think we want all you've got. I'm with you there.
Yeah, I think we just want Med Pack. Or do we just
All you've got isn't restricted, though.
Oh, I thought it was. No. What am I thinking?
No, it's not. It's not, but I still don't think you want it. I think if you're going restricted, I think you want your Brace and your Med Pack.
The staples.
Yeah.
I think those are the two most... flexible.
Yeah. Let's just throw Med Pack on there for now, but we might revisit it because we might just go hyper aggressive.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so I want Sacrifice because that's going to help get Loki, or if I want Black Bolt to take some damage.
Or if you just want to like take damage off someone cool because you don't have a bodyguard. Like put it on a Taskmaster. Taskmaster doesn't mind taking a hit.
No, he doesn't. Okay. Let's do Climbing Gear.
Yeah, I need to start experimenting with that card because I have gotten.
Oh, I love climbing gear.
It's real good.
A-Force really loves it. She-Hulk just climbing gear. And it's like it's good if like you move and you're like just shy of movement to contest the point. It's like, well, I got 3 power. Boop.
Well, I'm gonna point again to my last A-Force game. My opponent grabbed the Senator. I brought him to my side of the table, and it was on that subway map. And he just climbing geared over the size 4 subway car. And I was like, well, they're almost gone. It's almost bad.
Do you see yourself playing Doc Ock and Green Goblin at the same time for well-laid plans?
Not unless it's like the absolute perfect 17.
Although we did talk about playing them potentially on 14.
That's true. I don't think it's worth it at 14 though for that. For that, because there's only one extract. So
yeah. Okay.
So I don't.
What you're talking about? Well-laid plans.
Yeah. So like, if we're talking about 14, there's only one extract. The only thing to be really good into is if the other person tries forcing hired muscle, which is not going to be happening.
That's true.
So I don't really see it being necessary. What else do we want though? Climbing gear. We could go with some dice fixing with recal. Let's look at the Inhuman cards. That's something we should probably do. That's probably.
I feel like I have to plug this, but given that you're playing Inhumans, it's probably not gonna make it. But advanced R&D, maybe.
I don't think it's gonna make it. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So my cards are not pulling up. We got Attilan Rising. Any injured human card? My best card. I mean, that could be interesting. Just more power gains. That'd be good for evacuees. Just like, let's put this to the side. Let's come back to this one. Attilan Rising. Let's think about that one.
You got Inhuman Royal Family. Any number of allied Inhuman characters may spend 2 to play this card for this round. Each character that spent power to play this card may reroll any number of dice in one of their attack or defense rolls.
Yeah, let's go ahead and throw that one in there.
So Inhuman Royal Family.
Terragenesis would be good if Hired Muscle was a threat.
I mean, or, I don't even know what the cards do.
You know what? So this one is, choose an enemy character holding a civilian token within 3. If this of this character and roll 4 dice, deal 1 damage to the enemy character for each hit, wild, or crit. If the enemy character is dazed or KO'd, you score 2 VPs.
Spicy.
That wouldn't be bad. All we have really to force that with is going to be Panic Rips. It could be interesting, though. Like, getting the 2 extra VPs, that sounds super hard to do, but it would be kind of cool. But I don't think we want that one. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What is something that we could throw in here? Let's look at Attilan Rising again, because I thought that was kind of interesting. So any injured Inhuman character may play this card. All allied Inhuman characters gain 1 power for each injured Inhuman. The most I'll be playing at one time is 3. Is that card worth it? You just get an extra power.
I'm not entirely sure. Oh,
yeah, I don't think it's absolutely worth it. So we got 3 more slots.
Another good one that's really generally good is Disarm.
I was thinking about it, but I'm trying to not do the normals. Fair. But I think Disarm might just be good just because of how... Let's put this aside for now. Because I like the card. I think it's a great card, but I'm trying to think of stuff that doesn't normally get done. Oh, what's this? Let's see. What's Elemental Infusion do? Crystal's card. So Crystal.
I don't even know what any stuff does.
Crystal. No, I don't either. Crystal may spend 2 power to play this card. Until this character is dazed or until the end of the round, when any character that's within 3 suffers damage from an allied effect. After the effect is resolved, oh yeah, let's throw this one there. Elemental Infusion.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's really cute. So if someone's damaged by an ally, they gain incinerate, stun, or slow. So that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I was going to say there's also Lockjaw's card, last minute save.
Yeah.
When another allied character within 3 of an allied Lockjaw would be KO'd, Lockjaw may spend 3 power to play this card. The allied character removes 1 damage, is not KO'd, and is placed within 1 of Lockjaw.
You know what? Let's throw that on there because I think that'd be really good for Gamma. Just in general, too. It's a nice little, like, safety card. And we got Zemo in here for dice fixing, so we don't really need recal.
They all have some natural dice fixing anyway. Yeah,
true.
What about Grievous Wounds?
Grievous Wounds. I forgot that's out now. What's Grievous Wounds do again? Someone who can't be...
You can't be healed for the turn. Until the end of the turn.
Yeah, let's put that to the side. Let's keep thinking, though. I'm not sold on it yet. What else is new?
There's also that other new card that came with the Inhumans, Bitter Rivalry.
Bitter Rivalry.
It's
Bitter Rivals. There it is. Yep. Any character may spend 3 to play this card. Choose an enemy character until the end of the round. Other enemy characters within 3 of the chosen character roll 1 less die on defense. Attack and defense. Yeah, let's throw that one in there.
What about... No matter the cost. Is there any characters in here that would be a good no matter the cost target?
I don't think so, just because their leadership ability kind of lets you toss power around, and we kind of built around that with batteries. So if I need the power on somebody else, it's really just thinking 2 steps ahead and actually being able to execute.
True.
That
does involve thinking 2 steps ahead.
It's a backup plan.
I don't know counting.
I don't know how to count.
Okay, so we do have 8 right now. We have Brace for Impact, Med Pack, Sacrifice, Climbing Gear, Inhuman, Royal Family, Elemental Infusion, Last Minute Save, and Bitter Rivals. So a lot of the new cards showing up, which
There's one I wanted to look at. I'm trying to remember what it was called. Blind Obsession. Let's look at Blind Obsession real quick.
Yes.
Let's see.
I think if we're looking to remove any 2 right now, it'd be Inhuman Royal Family and Elemental Infusion.
Yeah, probably. Would Blind Obsession be worth it in this? I don't think it will. I think I'm pretty happy with these, unless you got some other recommendations. But I think playing out and trying out the new cards will be interesting. Climbing Gear is always solid. Brace is solid. Sacrifice is to either shirk some damage or get Black Bolt to flip or Loki to flip. Inhuman Royal Family seems kind of cute and interesting, so why not? Elemental Infusion kind of seems cute and interesting, kind of just more or less just testing it out and seeing how it works. Last Minute Save, I feel like, is a nice... I think that's nice. I think Bitter Rivals is pretty nice, too. So, yeah, like you said, Inhuman Royal Family and Elemental Infusion, but I think they're cute, and I kind of want to try them, so let's keep it how it is.
All right. I like it. So it is locked in. Merzane, do you want to start with the team members and then I'll do Crisis? You got tactics?
Sure. So you've decided on, in your roster that can only be Spider Foes and Inhumans, it can't include Medusa. As no roster should include Medusa. You've chosen Black Bolt and Green Goblin as your 2 leaders that are kind of required. You've got Lockjaw, Crystal, to make up your Inhumans roster, Doc Ock to do your second Spider Foes, and Taskmaster to fill out Spider Foes and fill in for some Inhumans. And unaffiliated, you've got Loki with the Mind Gem, Enchantress, and Baron Zemo.
Indeed.
And then for the Crisis cards, you have, for Secures, the Terrigen Clouds sweep over city, Demons Downtown, has our comeuppance come due, and Gamma Wave sweeps across the Midwest. And for your extracts, you've got the Mutant Extremists target U.S. Senators, Fear Grips World as worthy terrorized citizens, and Panic Grips City as evacuation efforts continue.
Yep, and then your tactics card, you got Brace for Impact and Medpack as your 2 restricted ones. And then you have Sacrifice and Climbing Gear, and I think Bitter Rivals is also unaffiliated, and Elemental Infusion is unaffiliated,
and then almost all of them.
they really are all unaffiliated, are they? Except in Human Royal Family.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let me start that over then. Take it from the top, but don't cut it. But you've got Brace for Impact and Medpack restricted, and then your affiliated Inhumans is in Human Royal Family, and then unaffiliated, you've got Sacrifice, Climbing Gear, Elemental Infusion, Last Minute Save, and Bitter Rivals. I just realized Kenny's little spreadsheet he has here tells you if it's affiliated or not. I didn't look at that. I was looking on a different website that was much harder.
It's pretty nifty.
It's very handy. I need to trust Kenny's spreadsheet making skills more.
I do my best. I like this roster, though. What do you think, Dizzard?
I think it's going to be very interesting. I do think it's going to end up being in humans, and even if I get to the spot where we talked about where spider foes might be better, I still think it's going to go in humans just because I want to play them and see what they look like. If Loki fails me, I'll be coming after Merzane, because it's his fault. He's there.
He won't fail you. You'll fail Loki.
Oh.
At least he didn't get you to use crossbones.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, if I had to have a man crush, at least it was someone that's really good.
You know, like crossbones might actually be good within humans. Maybe we need to re-look at that.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. He's good at everyone.
But let's see. I like the crisis cards. I think we got it pretty much hammered down as far as what we want to throw. I'm really curious to see how Inhumans work. I think this will be a good test of seeing some things. I think probably going to end up trying to force either Gamma or Terrigen if I get secure. So I definitely want to get secure if I get priority. But it's really, which one do I want to force? Because all three of those sound like fun. I might just force Terrigen Clouds just because. But I really do want to try the Gamma Wave within humans to see if that whole teleporting Green Goblin up would actually work. And then Extracts. I think we had a really good lengthy discussion about extracts that explained why we did those, and I think they all make sense. Tactics cards are the only ones I'm kind of like on, but I don't really know what tactics cards would in humans really benefit more from. And I think we have a decent list. Climbing Gear is always good. Sacrifice is really just there to be a dick. there's no other way to put it. I love that card so much. It's like, oh, you want to kill somebody who's being annoying now, but I'm gonna make you kill somebody who's gonna be annoying later.
Look, if you play Sacrifice on Lockjaw, I will be upset with you. We'll be putting down Lockjaw.
He's a good boy. He's gotta take it. He's gonna take the hit for his friends.
I'm just saying.
But I'm curious to see how some of these tactics cards play out. I'm probably gonna be the least impressed with Elemental Infusion. Like, it seems cute, but I just don't see the. It just seems eh. It could be nice to get just some extra conditions out there, especially if you're playing Gamma or something like that. Like, getting stunned out there pretty handily is kind of nice. So that could be interesting, but I feel like that card's really situational. And then Inhuman Royal Family, I feel it's that throwaway card. I'm probably not going to end up playing it.
I think if you had Medusa, it'd be really good.
Yeah, but I don't have that option.
You're right. You're not
twisting the knife, Merzane.
That's what I'm here for.
So I gotta ask, who are we playing?
I don't think we've fully decided on your opponent's roster yet, but we have decided on your opponent. So, Merzane, if you would do the honors.
Drum roll. And I was thinking that was gonna be a post-production drum roll, but I like that. I like that a lot too.
I like the
enthusiasm. You're going to be playing against the Wargaming Dad.
The Wargaming Dad? I love him. He's a good dude.
I know. He's like in every one of my streams. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. I don't know how he watches them all.
He doesn't sleep.
He's
probably
he's,
true.
He's the Wargaming Dad.
He's an AI.
He's just what are the options that he's going to have that you're trying to decide down? Do I get to know that?
It's not private information, but we just haven't really gotten like anything solid yet. Because like with yours, the wheel spat us out some stuff that we weren't 100% sure on yet, and we had to kind of
options. Now, since you said that, now I have to know what the other options could have been.
I've since deleted them.
They were actual bad. Like,
yeah.
I can't even remember what it was, but they were actual bad. Like. Dizzard won't have a fun time. Kind of bad.
Here's Inhumans and Avengers.
We got something that was like really unfun, and then a combination that had already been done. Mm. We're like, oh, well, yeah. That's not good.
Well, yeah. We'll figure it out.
But I'll send as soon as we figure it out. You'll be the first to know.
Oh, I'll be the first. I'm the guy who's doing it.
No, because he gets to learn when he gets on.
You're right.
Exactly.
Well, I look forward to it. It's gonna be a fun time.
Let's wrap this thing up. Dizzard, if you wouldn't mind reminding the listeners one more time where they can find you.
Sure. So we we you can find me at the Danger Room Podcast. So we do podcasts with me and Jacob, and we talk about MCP more in a we try to stay more in a competitive aspect of thinking, but sometimes we kind of just rant and holler, because isn't that what podcasting is all about?
True.
Yeah.
And then on the Discords, you can find me as Dizzard in any of the MCP Discords that I know about anyways, like the main one, and then the TTS one, and then I'm in Turn Zero's Discord, and I'm in the Danger Room's Discord, so I'm all around. And then if you can find me, sometimes I poke around on Facebook, but not very often. And if you can find out who I am, then I guess you can find me.
So, real quick, now we've gotten... I wanted to just point out that now we've got two members of the Danger Room in here.
This is true.
Can you get the one?
Can we get the elusive Jacob? I haven't asked him yet. I need to. Maybe I should ask
him. How is he elusive if you haven't asked him?
Because you haven't got him yet. It's like a shiny Pokemon. Like you think about it, but you never find him.
Yeah.
I don't think that's quite what it's like.
It's not. I mean, okay. You woke me up like 4 hours before I wanted to be awake, and you expect me to come with clever.
See, here's what you got.
Clever lines.
So the next. When X-Force comes out, you're gonna have a weighted wheel again, I'm sure.
No, it's not weighted because I don't think we're gonna give your opponent A-Force. We haven't recorded since before A-Force.
How about this? Let's take some bets. Let's take some bets on what they're gonna get.
we control what they get.
I know, but that's
we also control what the listeners hear.
I should probably sign us off real quick, and then we can stop recording.
All right.
Because we're recording all this.
Oh, that's fine.
No, this is going in. This is the
post ramble. Just throw it in. Throw it in at the end if I could talk today. Hello.
We're Advanced R&D. Have a good day. Bye.
that is not our sign off.
That is the sign off. I said I'm trying, mama.